Coffee lovers of the world, welcome to season 3, episode 1 of Coffee with a Side of Artie. I am Artie. I mean, I hope that that's known. I have been gone since March, I believe, and now I need to check that. That's great. Yeah, March 29th, to be exact. That's 5 months since my last episode. I really fell off, and I'm sorry. I feel like I just owe a big apology to everybody and everything. And I don't even know where to start. Have you ever felt that you're in a limbo mode, or you're just, you don't know how to feel, I guess would be the right way to explain it. I don't think that's the right way to explain it. Excuse me, I just yawned. The past few weeks I've felt very quiet. I want it to be quiet. I feel like my mind is in constant battle with itself, and it's very annoying. There's a part that's trying to look at all the good things in life, and then there's the part that's just upset about things in life. And today, it just took the upset part of my mind, just, it won the battle of today, if you will. I recently parted ways with my job, and looking for a new one just sucks in general, but I have to do it to survive in society, because that's a part of life. And these past few days, it's just been troublesome. It's just been, I don't know how to explain it. It's there. You know, like I said, there are moments when I'm happy-go-lucky, and then there are moments when I'm just like, I want to tell the world to shut up and to leave me alone. Oh, goodness, I yawned. I don't know. I feel like how do I say this? I feel like I messed up my life sometimes. You know, it's hard growing up in general, not just here where I'm at or in the United States or in the world. You're always kind of constantly comparing yourself, and it's hard not to, you know. I know you go on social media, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever, and you see people who are like, don't compare yourself to others. And they're like, it'll make you happier if you don't compare yourself to others, and this, this, and that. But then you're still on social media looking at other people's lives, and you're trying not to grow jealous, but you do. You're trying not to be envious, but you end up being envious. And sometimes it shows, sometimes it doesn't, but you try to hush that, but it's in the back of your mind. I mean, at least I think it is. If I'm wrong, then you're amazing, you're better than me. But if you feel the same way that I do, you get what I mean. You look at the people around you, and you get jealous of them. Granted, you don't know how they feel about their life and how far they've come. But you know, well, let me rephrase it. You don't know. You look at them and you think you know. That's the best way to say it. You think that they're doing great and you get jealous of them. You think that they're doing fantastic. And it boils you. You think that they're living the life that you want. And you just deflate. I'm sorry that this is so morbid and so bleh. At least that's how I describe it. But it's the truth. You know. And it's funny because I do my best to tell some of my close friends, best friends, like, don't let it consume you. Stop going on social media. But I do it. I do it. Everybody does it. You like going on social media because then there are times when you see content of people you don't even know and it makes you laugh. It makes you giggle. But it's the people that you do know or that you did know and you see them and you're like, cool, you got a car. It's great. Cool. You have a house. It's awesome. And I'm not trying to say that my situation is worse. I mean, as you... Well, in the last episode, or maybe even the episode before that, I think, I had talked about how I was renovating a house with my older sister and my girlfriend, and I believe since, like, the end of April, I've actually been living in this house, and it's been awesome. You know, it is a fixer-upper kind of house, if that makes sense, but... It's coming together nicely. And I like that. There were times, though, when my garage was still cluttered with the old tenant stuff. And I just never found the motivation to clean it. And then one day I asked my grandfather, who is my neighbor, to help me install a new washer. And... He didn't let me rest until the garage was really clear. And at first, I was like, no, I just wanted to do the washer, and that was it. But with him pushing me, not so much pushing me, but with him guiding me and clearing up the garage the way we did, I like it. I liked it a lot. You know, and it gave me motivation for the day. But it went away after a little while. I yawned again. Sorry. And now I'm on the hunt for a new job, and it just sucks. I got very close. And then they said no. I applied. They gave me an interview. It was awesome. I was kind of hyped. And in the back of my mind, not even in the back, in the front of my mind, I kept telling myself, do not get your hopes up. Don't do it. But you tell anybody that, their hopes are going to be up. Unless you're really good at just, I guess, accepting disappointment. And if you are, that's also something that I'm jealous of. I don't think I got my hopes high or too high, but they were definitely high. And... especially since I got the second interview, because I've applied to this place a couple of times for different positions, and they gave me the email that was like, oh, we have a phone call interview, please select the date. I was like, all right, cool. I selected the date. The questions that they asked, I answered to the best of my ability, And everything seemed fine and dandy. And then we got an email that's like, hey, nah, we just don't think you're the right fit. And again, just deflation. You just... you just do that, you exhale, but in a negative way, I guess. And then your mind's just in constant battle with yourself, like, what did you do wrong, and did you do anything right, and it's crazy. It's crazy. But it's a part of life. It is a part of life. You have to continue going through it. I continue to get ads for going back to school. And I'm thinking about doing that. But I also need a source of income. And it's just... it's just so loud inside my head. You know? And then you go back to the social media thing and you see people that you went to school with, to high school with, middle school with, elementary school, whatever. And they did things differently than you. You see your friends. They did things differently than you. And you try not to compare. But you end up doing it. You know, especially with the people that you're close to. You just do it. You do it without even knowing it, I think. At least. But because you're kind of busy working on something or doing something, you don't really sit there and think about it. And then you get to a spot when you're just kind of sitting there. Because whatever it was that you were working on, whatever it was you were doing is done. And you just think about them. And then you start thinking, like, wow, that's great that they're doing that. It'd be cool if I did that. Or it'd be cool if that happened to me. And then you just go down the rabbit hole of what ifs and why didn't I's and why nots and blah, 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 blah. And that's always been a big thing with me as I continue to go down that rabbit hole. I try to come back up, and sometimes I do, but then I just get stomped back down into it, and it's like a tornado. No, that's a bad example. Cyclone? No. I just tumbled. It's like when you're at like a museum or whatever, and they have that big weird funnel bowl thing, and you drop a penny and it's just swirling and swirling, but it's going down. It's like that feeling. Or you're flushing the toilet and it's just swirling and swirling, swirling until it gets sloshed all the way down. That's the feeling when you have these thoughts. It's just swirling and swirling and swirling until it kind of consumes you. And it's hard to break out of that. You know, if it was that penny thing, you'd have somebody there, I guess, to collect the change. But, oh, I keep yawning, sorry. If it's the toilet, it's different. And you try to make yourself look good and feel good, but sometimes you just can't. It's weird. And then you want to go out. You have people who want to go out with you, who want to hang out with you, who want to go to a restaurant with you or a friend's house with you or anything like that. And there's a part of you that just doesn't want to do it, doesn't want to see the world right now because you feel inferior. Yeah, I think that's the right word. You feel less than, I'll put it that way. You feel like you don't deserve to go out. You don't deserve to be seen. Or even then, you don't want to be seen, because what if you bump into somebody and you're just like, damn, they're doing better than me. Like, oh man, what if they notice me, and blah, 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 whatever. At least that's what goes on in my head. But anyways, but you still go because you do, you want to go out. It's a distraction. It's a good distraction too. But then you come back, you know, it's funny. It made me think of that Eminem lyric where it's like, snap back to reality. You just do. You snap back into reality. And it's just so tiring. And it's, I hate, well, not hate, I'm disappointed in myself for starting off season 3, episode 1 with this morbid episode, but it's just what it is. You know, I guess I'm using this platform to vent because, one, I'm running out of topics, and two, I have nothing to do right now, which says a lot. But let's go through some of the positives. So I forgot to do an Easter episode. But it's because I started doing more hands-on work for my family. For Easter, as you know, or if you haven't listened to the episodes, please do. I mean, yeah, it's a long episode. I think it's like 2 hours, but it is so worth it because of my family. With Easter, you know, in the first episode, I talk about, like, the scheduling. Good Friday, we eat fish, we fry fish. Saturday, that one's kind of a toss-up. And then Sunday, it's hamburgers and hot dogs as well. I was able to take over the fish fry for my dad. And I was really proud of that and happy with that because my dad got to get some rest while still enjoying Easter. And it was just rewarding to, I guess, take up that role for him. And it wasn't just me. I had a really amazing team behind me. I had, you know, my friends. I had my brother there. And then I had some of my cousins there. And just having them help me without even, I guess, asking, like, for help. They just came and helped. That was really nice. And it was really rewarding. And then Saturday, I fried some chicken strips. And again, it's just really rewarding. And having my friends, my brother, my cousins there helping me and cooking with me was just a nice feeling, you know. But the biggest reward was knowing that my dad was getting some more rest so he could enjoy Easter. And then at night, you know, my area, we keep the booze and we're listening to music, and you see my cousins and I not getting too outrageous, but just having a good time and singing and dancing and talking, and it's just always beautiful, and it's a nice scene. So there's that. I celebrated my brother's 21st birthday at that ranch, which was really nice. I'm glad I was there to celebrate it with him. Had his first drink. You know, but I'm glad that it was in a space that was safe. Getting to play some games with him and sharing drinks with him was nice. Oh. Excuse me, I yawned. Moving into this house was nice. You know, like I said, it still has a lot that needs to be done, that I need to do. I just haven't done it yet. But so far, it has been very pleasant. And I'll see where it takes me. I celebrated my 26th birthday and my 21st of what I like to call my rebirth day. It was the day of my transplant. plant. I'm not gonna lie, I get this story wrong. There's different things, but it was the day that I feel I was cured from cancer, and that's always something big that I like to celebrate. And then 26 years of living is always something to celebrate. So I got to celebrate that. Various little parties and kickbacks that I've gone to over the summer. You know, stuff like that. But like I said, sometimes there's just the ups and downs. I'm really sorry if you can hear my stomach growling. Doing this over my phone. I don't have my mic connected. But then I yawned again, sorry. But that's what's been going on. And I want to get back into this. You know, I want to become bigger and maybe have something like this take over my, I don't want to say life, but my career. You know, I want to create content here, maybe some other platforms. I'm still unsteady about that, but I want to start making my own things. I really want to start having somebody to talk to on here, so I'm not talking to the audience or what you guys probably think is just talking to myself. But I do, and I'm hoping to get that done. I want to become better, and right now I feel like it's hard. It's fun. I don't know. I've come across people who think that being sad is silly, who think that depression is silly and stuff like that. I'm not saying that I'm depressed, but I'm not gonna lie, I don't really know, because from what I've read and from what I know, there are different levels of depression, or different stages. And, you know, me still having the, I don't want to say ability, but the wanting to go out, the wanting to not, I guess, sit in bed, is good. But like I said, there are times when I dwell on things and I let it consume me, and that's never good, you know. And for the people who have it a little bit worse than me, I really hope that you overcome it, because it sucks, you know. Like I said, I don't have it at the same level as some of y'all, and I'm trying not to compare, but that's what people do in life. They just compare. But I do have a lot on my mind, especially recently, and it's been tough. But everybody has these things, and whether you, it just kind of depends on how you deal with it, you know. Some people like to distract themselves by doing things, by keeping themselves busy. Some people have music therapy. Some people have movie therapy. There's different things. And if you find something that helps you, I say go for it. But I want to start creating and putting content out there for people. Yeah. You know, again, I apologize for this episode being so solemn. Excuse me. I don't know if that's the right word, but being so dull. But it's just been a lot of pent-up thoughts, pent-up feelings since my last episode, since last week, since my birthday, since my rebirthday, since Easter, since everything. You know, times are really tough right now, and I'm trying to do my best to live and be comfortable, but it's not easy. And I'm not gonna lie, asking and seeking help is even harder than getting help, but that's just how it is for some people. But it's all about trying. It's all about taking that first step. And I need to get better at it. I acknowledge that. And I hope some people, you know, take this and try to acknowledge it. If you listen to me on Spotify, you know, please message me on whatever you want to hear. If you follow me on Instagram, please message me on what you want to hear, so I don't have to make episodes like this where I'm just rambling on and on. My Instagram is _callsignpoptart, because I saw Top Gun Maverick and I fell in love with that movie. I will be posting this episode on Spotify where it does come with like a Q&A. So if you have the time, just let me know what you'd want to hear, who you'd want, if you'd want to be on it, if you live in my area. Actually, I don't think there's a way for me to add somebody on here, but if you live in my area, or if you know of somebody who just wants to shoot the breeze and talk, you know, if you have topics you want to hear my opinions about that aren't political or anything like that, I will do it. I will gladly do it. It's just, like I said, I just want to become more involved with this line of work. I want to expand this and grow from it. You know, if you think me having starting an Instagram specifically for this, let me know and I'll do it. But I definitely could use that kind of help right now when it comes to this podcast, you know. And if you ever feel the way I'm feeling, just talk it out. You don't have to talk to anybody. Look at me, I'm talking to myself basically and to the listeners listening. But talk it out. Write it out. That's always a good thing. You know, you just write down whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling. And it does take a little bit of a load off. I'm not saying that it'll completely wash you away from how you're feeling, but it's a release. You know, you're releasing it so you feel a little bit better, instead of just keeping it bottled in until one day you just pop. If that's the advice I could give, just do that. You know, listen to music, listen to something new. That's something else that I've always been known for. You know, people come to me and they're like, hey, I need some new music. And I'm like, oh, check this out. You know, what are you looking for? Something to dance to, something to study to, whatever. They come to me for TV shows and movies, and it's always been something, because I actually recently got my grandparents into Stranger Things, and you know, they really liked it, and I like the story of them telling me that they stayed up till 3 to finish season 4. If you finish season 4, you know why that's funny, because of how long the last two episodes were. But they did it because they were so, what's the word, they were so captivated by it. And I enjoy that. I enjoy hearing that kind of feedback from people. It's like, oh man, the shows, the movies you suggested were great. The music, it's just, it hits, it smacks, it's awesome, it's badass, whatever. You know, books too. I've actually That's another thing that I forgot to mention. I've been doing my best to read more. And I've read a couple of books lately that have just been very captivating. And I yawned again. You know, window shopping is another good technique. Just be careful, because if you find something you like, you know, I can't control you, but that's kind of up to you. But just getting out for a little bit, getting some sunlight can be beneficial. Just put on sunscreen. Even having a phone call with a friend is beneficial, but it's all about trying, you know. But don't do it because I'm saying it. Do it because you want to. You know, you don't have to do it now, but just try to do it little by little and you'll get there. Another thing that I noticed is that on social media, I've kind of cut ties with people that don't talk to me anymore, people that I don't talk to anymore, people that I haven't been in contact with for a long time, and it's taken a lot less pressure, or it's taken some pressure off of me, because I don't have to see people that I don't know anymore. I don't have to see their lives and compare it to mine, which is something that I would do. But with the people that I do follow, that, you know, I'm still close to, my friends, my family, on social media, like, I'm already kind of in the loop, so I already know. But it's just stuff like that. You know, keep an open mind. Be kind. But, you know, take care of yourself. Everything will be okay. And that concludes today's episode. You'll get another one in hopefully 2 days. Once I figure out what to talk about. Alright? Take it easy. And, dance like no one's watching. Don't know why I ended it like that, but I did. Dance like no one's watching.